The Joey by Jim Poyser.
All right. My name's Tony. Tony Adley. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Like the bloke from Spandau Ballet. I had to put up with that most of my childhood. It got better after they split up. I've been a bit gutted about all these 80s reunions, mind. Brought it all flooding back. But no, I'm not now, nor never have been, a member of new romantic four-piece Spandau Ballet. Oh, they're five-piece. Oh, it don't matter. Fish, that's my game. Families that are fishmongers still on the market 50 years. Some things come and go. Fish don't. Well, cod's a bit thin on the ground these days, but you know what I mean. Anyway, who needs cod when you can have, well, I don't know, silver mullet? It's ideal for the barbecue, but if the good weather doesn't hold out, it's also excellent baked in the oven. For bass, bream, perch and haddock, coley and huss, whiting and pollock. I could go on. No, honestly, I really could go on for ages. But this isn't really my story. This is the story of my kid brother, Sean. Me and me dad and me sis had it all mapped out for Sean.
Sean, son, we've got it all mapped out for you.
How do you mean, Dad?
Remember Roger with his video recorder stall?
Yeah.
He thought he was king of the hill back in the day. Crowds were thronging round his stall. Oh, has it got tape to tape? Oh, is that the one with half-speed setting with the tapes last 6 hours, all that?
Oh, God, yeah, I remember Roger's video stall. Back then.
Yeah, and people used to laugh at us. Oh, have you got the new slimline Panasonic, Derek? Or have you just got a load of white bait? Yeah, well, they're not laughing now, are they? Because VHSs came and went, but fish never die, son. Fish never die.
They do? The ones we sell are dead.
No, I mean fish in the more general sense.
What do you mean fish in the general sense?
Look, it don't matter. It's not an English class. All I'm saying to you, Sean, is fish.
Yeah, I thought it was going to have something to do with fish, to be honest, Dad.
Don't be cheeky to your dad, Sean. He's saying he wants you to join us. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Working on your fish store?
Correct. It was your mum's last wish. Well, second last. The last wish was that I got the curtains in the lounge dry cleaned. So, what do you say?
Can't remember exactly what he said, but it was something along the lines of, I'm not working on that bloody fish stall if you pay me. To which my dad said, yeah, but we will pay you. To which Sean said, well, I'm still not working on it. And so it came to pass that not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Bible, that. Prodigal son. Like a bit of religion. All ties in with the fish thing. Me dad was gutted. Not like a fish, but like a big daft northerner.
So he's moved to Liverpool? What's ever come out of that city?
The Beatles?
Don't get me started on them. Led Zepp, that's proper rock music. I got a whole lot of love. Timeless, that is. Never mind we all live in a yellow submarine. That was just the drugs talking, that was.
He says he's very happy over there.
How can he be? What's he doing?
He's working for Darren Fullwood.
What? That lad that dropped out of school? What's he doing? Living in a squat somewhere, selling the big issue?
Darren plays for Everton, Dad. In the first team.
Oh, aye. Well, it's not Liverpool FC, is it? Five European Cups. They're a proper team. Whole country is proud of them.
He's on the fringes of the England squad and everything.
So what's Sir Sean got to do with it?
What do you think, Sharon?
What do I think? I think, OMG, this is absolutely brilliant. Look over there, it's Peter off Corrie. And look over there, it's Aston from JLS.
Where's Sharon? Sean?
Sharon? Tony?
Whoa, what are you doing?
I'm dapping you. You know, show a fist, I knock your fist with my fist. Dapping. It's out of Brooklyn.
Well, I'm out the market. A lad raises his fist to me, I think he wants to fight me.
Yeah, well, this ain't the market. You enjoying yourself?
Nah, not bad.
Yeah, like, totally.
Good. Hi, Dad.
All right, Sean.
What are you drinking there, Dad?
All this. It's an Alabama slammer.
You normally drink bitter.
Yeah, well, the weather girl off Look North got it for me.
So, Sean, what exactly are you doing for Darren?
What don't I do for him?
What, you like his PA?
PA, driver, bit of security. But more than that, you know, I can just help him out.
What, with odd jobs and that?
No, Dad. I'm like his mentor. I'm his go-to guy.
His Joey.
What?
That's what we used to call him back in the day. Frank Weatherall, you know, for the council, he had one. Little Irish fella. Tommy Finnan, think you were called. He used to do everything for him. Proper Joey. Carry his boxes, park his car, pick his kids up from school.
Yeah, well, Dad, this is more rock and roll, isn't it? Well, just look at the crowd in here.
Weather girls.
Pop singers, athletes, politicians, actors, and not a fishmonger in sight.
Apart from us three.
Yeah. Well, there's no shame in trawling God's creatures from the ocean, then selling them onto people to feed them.
I'm not saying there's a shame in it, Dad. It's just, well, this is my life now.
Dogs bodying about.
And more than that...
Hey, Sean, get another crate of beers from the back.
What did I say?
Who the hell's that? That's Wang. Is he the undercover FBI guy?
No, no, he's in the triad. Quick, disable the CCTV with the Molotov cocktail.
Where's the Molotov cocktail?
In the back of the Hummer.
I can't get the door open. All right, there we go.
Now, throw it at the CCTV.
God, it's so sophisticated, this game. Now what?
Chop his head off with the samurai sword.
He's dead.
Oh, we've done it, buddy.
Daps all round.
I dap you.
And I dap you.
Dap out.
Oh. Only seen your brother the other night.
Yeah, I don't see much of him.
You and me now.
Yeah.
Don't want to go back there.
Nah.
They still call you Fishy over there.
You what?
Fishy. Didn't everyone call you Fishy at school, like?
No. No, they never called me that.
Fishy? You sure?
Fishy, that was Martin Fish. Not me.
Right.
I hated that school. I was good at English in that. Careers were like, yeah, go work on your dad's stall. I wanted to go to college, but said I wasn't up to it. I could have, though.
Yeah, well, I always had me footy, and now you have too. Hey, Fishy?
Stop it.
Right, what time is it?
Half one.
Is that all? What the hell am I going to do for the rest of the day?
I don't know, Charles. Should one read a book?
Oh, should one perhaps do the Times crossword? Although one finds it so very, very easy.
Nice one, Darren. Hey, could be lady time. Yeah, baby.
Oh, you know what? I'm getting a bit bored of all these girls.
You what?
It's too easy, innit? Not like when we were back at school. At least if you were trying to cop off with Lisa Roberts, you put up a bit of resistance.
Not that much.
No, but you had to take her to the chippy a couple of times.
Buy her a bottle of Mad Dog.
It was the thrill of the chase.
Yeah, well, it's not a bad position to be in, Daz, is it? You know, girls flinging themselves at you left, right and Chelsea.
Yeah, I suppose. But, I mean, take that Tanya.
The model?
Yeah. It was all going fine till I told her I played in the Premier League. And as soon as I said that, game over. I swear to you, the next thing she said was, do you want to come back to my place and have wild sex till 6 in the morning?
Oh, where did it all go wrong?
But it's like playing Tranmere Rovers every week in the League Cup. You know, bit of resistance first half hour, but it always ends up 4-0. It's kind of predictable.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying, Sean, that actually I'd rather see if we can get through the next level of Car Theft Chinatown than go and chase some lingerie model.
Suits me.
Cool. But could you make us some lunch first?
No worries.
And not too much D's and A's on the pastrami this time, fella.
You betcha.
Such was my brother's life. Such was Darren Fullwood's life. Training down at Goodison every morning with Dave Moyes screaming at him.
Hey, Fullwood, track back, you lazy muppet! Oh, great play, Darren. Great tackle, lad.
And then, at the weekend, the big one.
Fullwood picks it up, edge of the penalty area. Delap's trying to force him wide, but he nutmegs Delap. Fullwood's through, he shoots. Oh, what a goal! It's a fantastic shot into the top right-hand corner. 3-2, and the Everton players are all diving on top of him. It looks like they've won the game in the very last minute.
Well, that's sloppy defending.
Well, on this occasion, I've got to agree with Alan.
Oh, hi, Julie. Yeah, sorry, I'm not going to make it. Waiting for Darren. In the car. He's with some publicist bird. Yeah, well, he said he was going to be done by 10, but he went upstairs with her. I thought they were just talking business, yeah? Is it up until midnight? Well, I might make it. No worries.
You still here?
Of course. Waiting for you, wasn't I?
The loyal servant.
You were longer than I thought.
Yeah, well, Didn't expect things to develop romantically.
You mean you gave her one? Yeah, baby, shagtastic.
You finished?
Yeah, what's the matter? You didn't join in.
Dunno. Just don't feel right talking about her like that.
Well, like you've talked about every woman since I've known you.
She's a bit different, this one.
What, Shanice the publicist? Doesn't sound that different.
Yeah, well, I can't quite put my finger on it.
Have you tried?
No. Ingredient X. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you'll get bored of her soon enough. You always do.
But he didn't. On the contrary, in fact, she became a regular fixture. And so it came to pass that Brother Sean found himself with a second person to wait on, hand and foot.
I wanna rock right now. I'm rock bass and I came to get down. I'm not internationally known, but I know to rock the microphone.
Hey, Daz. Eggs over easy, coming right up.
Oh, thank God for that.
Aw.
Morning, Sam.
Actually, it's Sean.
Whatever.
Do you want a fried egg?
Fried? Egg?
Don't you like eggs?
I'm a vegan.
Is that like a Vulcan?
That is illogical, Captain.
Sorry, are you still talking to me?
Yeah, I thought I was.
I tell you what, Sam. Perhaps you ought to make yourself scarce, eh? Me and Darren want to have a bit of quality time, you know?
He asked me to be here because he wants me to drive him over to Thirsk for the races.
Yeah, well, we've had a bit of a change of plan. He's not going the races now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. So, we won't be needing you today. OK.
What about the eggs?
Just throw them out.
I can't do that. That'd be eggicide.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm making myself a double fried egg sandwich. He'll go.
Oh, my God. Yolk running down your face. I can't bear to look.
It's only a little...
Ouch!
He'll go off her. He's bound to. I mean, I know him. I know him.
We need someone else to do the filleting, Sean. And you're a natural. I've never seen a man fillet a fish like you do. Not even Dad. It's a gift. I wish I had your filleting abilities.
You're not a bad filleter, Tony.
Thank you, but I know you're patronising me now. I've seen you. That precise cut behind the gills, the way you slice the dorsal side. The fish you did used to open up like books.
Yeah, well... It's all about having the right knife.
Oh, there's more to it than that, Sean. You know it. It's a rare talent.
You're flattering me now.
I'm just saying it how it is.
Look, I'm not leaving Darren. He needs me more than ever now.
Well, what are you going to do? Save him from his new girlfriend?
If I need to.
3 into 2 don't go. It's the age-old rule.
There's something not quite right about her, though, Tony.
Look, maybe you and her just got off on the wrong footing.
How do you mean?
Be nice to her.
I offered her a plate of eggs.
Yeah, but you said she was a vegan. A plate of eggs to her is like a chicken massacre. It's like you're showing her images of a chicken farm that's been bombed. There's all dead chickens everywhere.
Yeah, all right, don't go on about it.
Offer her a salad next time. Salads are low risk.
Knowing her, she'll be a member of Save the Lettuce.
Hey, pay her a compliment. Women like compliments.
So I'll go for the old 1-2. Salad, then a compliment.
Yeah. You do that, and she'll love you forever.
There you go, Shanice.
What is it?
It's a salad.
What sort of salad?
Well, there's lettuce and tomatoes.
What's that white stuff there?
That's potato salad.
Carbs. I don't do carbs.
You can just leave that bit then.
I suppose I could, yeah. I'm not supposed to have carbs, really.
You girls and your diets.
Yeah, well, it's dog-eat-dog world out there, you know.
Thought you were a vegan.
No, I mean, put on a couple of pounds, go to the back of the queue.
Yeah, well, you do look very nice.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't mean that, you know, in the wrong way.
What are you saying?
It was just a compliment, but no more than that.
What do you mean by that? Are you staring at my tits? Oh, my God.
No, I wasn't. I was staring into the middle distance. You know, my eyes were defocusing, so your tits were kind of a blur.
So you were then?
No!
A strange time began for Sean. At night, the fishes came to him in dreams.
Sean, come with us.
What are you? A mermaid?
No, I'm a halibut.
Very big.
I'm the king of the halibuts. They call me
Dave? Anyway, I'm not coming with you.
Oh, come on. It'll be good.
No way. You're just trying to lure me into your fishy kingdom, aren't you? I know your game, Dave.
No, we could just hang out. We won't try to convert you to a fisher out like that.
Talk is cheap, my friend.
There's no need to be afraid. We'll give you gills.
I don't want gills. I'm happy with my current breathing arrangements.
No need to be afraid of gills. Kevin Costner had them in Waterworld.
That was a terrible film.
Come with us, Sean. Come with us. We know they called you fishy at school. Come with us. Come with us, fishy.
Don't call me that. Oh, my God. Oh, what a terrible dream.
Desert?
All right, Sean.
We up for a sesh on the PlayStation?
Oh, yeah, that. I had to give the PlayStation away for a bit.
You gave it away?
Yeah, Janice's cousin fancied a go on it, so she took it round his house.
I can't believe you let her do that. We were so near the end of Car Theft Chinatown.
Yeah, well, she didn't actually tell me, she just took it. But it's fine. I mean, she's such a great girl, don't you think?
Yeah, great.
I mean, she told me about you, you know, looking at her.
I wasn't.
I know that, Sean. Of course you weren't. Not that I'd blame you if you did.
But I didn't.
Sean, you're my guy. You're my man. I love you, Sean.
Do you?
Yeah, well, sort of. But, you know, Shanice is here a lot now.
I've noticed. You're not getting bored of her, then?
No, that's the weird thing. The more I see her, the more I kind of like her. It's like I actually like her more now than I did when I first met her.
That can happen, I suppose.
I mean, she's not like other girls. For a start, she's very strict about sex. Catholic upbringing, you see. Most of the girls I've dated before coughing their knickers are on the deck. Shanice is more principled.
Principled?
Yeah, I guess that's why she got so hot under the collar when you were scoping out her boobies.
I didn't!
Hey, let's not go over old ground. Anyway, maybe it'd be best if you and her kept out of each other's way for a bit.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's no biggie. You can still drive for me and that. I just thought when you were here, well, maybe you could spend more time helping Ronnie.
Ronnie? The gardener?
Yeah, bit of fresh air. Looks like it's going to be sunny later.
I like a good workover with a fall.
Don't we all?
Tilling the soil. That's how I roll these days.
Yes, well, you're very good at it, clearly.
Wasn't always like this, though.
No? You look like you've been working the soil all your life. With your grizzled beard and your weather-beaten old face.
I'll let you into a secret.
Oh, OK.
How old do you think I am?
60?
Nah.
65?
34.
No!
I was like you once. Young and keen. Couple of years working out here, though. It's been the ruin of me.
What happened?
Oh, I was Darren's go-to guy, all right. Oh, the times we had, Sean. The times we had.
Ronnie! Why are you talking like a pirate?
Well, it's a pirate party, isn't it? Where's your eye patch? I got a spare.
You've got two eye patches?
Yeah, I was wearing both before, but I kept bumping into things. Want some more rum?
Yes, please.
Yes, please, you mean? Ahoy, shipmate, that I do.
Ahoy, shipmates, that I do.
Home wide, I'll squirt some in.
Dentist chair, homage to Gaza, Euro 96, like it.
Here goes.
You're fantastic, Ronnie.
Thanks, Dazza.
You're my go-to guy.
In that very room that party was, only 3 years ago. Sometimes I stare from out here, up there, into the bright house, the warm interior, with you in there, laughing, joking, and I think, that used to be me. That used to be me bathing in the light, in the radiance of the inner circle. Now look at me. Hacking into the cold earth with a blunt implement like some sort of doofus.
So, what happened, Ronnie?
Well, it wasn't me. It was him. He tires of people. It was his mother started saying things, apparently. Maybe she did, maybe she didn't. but I could just see the light in his eyes draining away. And of course, the more distant he became, the more needy I became. That's human nature. You can't help that. But the more needy I got, the more I paradoxically repulsed him.
Sheesh.
So be warned. Learn the lesson from old Ronnie.
Yeah, yeah, I will. But, you know, I'm sure it'll blow over with him and this Shanice.
Don't be so sure.
How do you mean?
Well, when I was out front earlier, undertaking some sort of demeaning and brutalising manual labour, I overheard him booking a table for two at Eduardo's in Alderley Edge.
So?
He was chatting to the maitre d', saying it was a special occasion.
So here our Sean sits, 10 p.m. at night, outside Eduardo's in Alderley Edge. It's dark and it's raining as he waits in the RAV. In the RAV. In the rain. He can see Darren and Shanice in the window. They're illuminated there, as though on show. The trophy couple, the beautiful people. He makes a joke. She guffaws. He takes a little bit of pudding on the end of his fork, and she, having checked to make sure it's non-dairy, teases it off his fork and into her mouth with a kind of mock slutty look on her face. Bet that gets his mind racing. And Sean's too. Cooped up in the motor, blanket round his legs like some old man in a bath chair, looking on, passively, while others act.
I tell you what, Shanice, I've never felt like this about a girl before.
Ah, that's a nice thing to say. Have you ever felt like it about a fella before?
What? Oh, right, yeah. You're a good laugh, you are. I really like you. Hey, what say we go and do with Boris Becker?
What? Play tennis?
No, you know. There's a broom cupboard over there. We could go and have a cheeky one.
I'm not that sort of girl.
Yeah, of course.
I'm saving myself for the right one. I need a fella to be serious about me.
Well, Shanice, it's funny you should say that.
How do you mean, Darren?
I'm very serious about you. And, well, I was in Wilmslow this morning, and they've got some lovely jewellers there.
What are you saying? Why are you fumbling in your pocket? Oh, Darren!
Oh, Darren. No. Darren, don't do it, Darren. Oh, not the engagement ring.
But there it was, gleaming and twinkling like the evil eye of some demented goblin. Well, that's how it looked to Sean. It was actually a very nice piece of platinum with a 16-carat diamond in it. The deal was sealed. She was his. Sean couldn't even bear to watch anymore. He dumped the keys on the seat, went off to the boozer, and down drink after drink after drink.
Give us a hand shoveling this mulch, Sean.
Do I have to?
Yeah, because me back's gone. That's years of shoveling mulch for his lordship for you. Changes his mind all the time, that's the problem. Oh, let's have this bit landscape. No, let's flatten this bit. Let's have shrubs here. Let's re-turf this bit. Oh, let's not.
Sean's thinking, this is what I'll become. This'll be me. Embittered. About gardening products. When not so long ago I was drinking cocktails with Adrian Charles and Clive Tildesley.
I'm going to go and have it out with him, Ronnie.
Oh, heck, I wouldn't do that.
No, it's time to step up to the plate. I mean, it's now or never, Ron.
You could do it in about half an hour, after you've helped me shift this mulch.
No, Ron, now or never. Half an hour's not an option.
So what are you saying, Sean?
What am I saying? I'm saying be careful what you get yourself into with her.
With Shanice?
Yes.
We love each other very much.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Does she?
What do you mean by that? She told me she loves me.
People say it.
She means it.
How do you know she means it?
Well, how do you know if anyone means anything? You just have to take the word for it, don't you?
But you don't sleep with each other.
Ah, but you see, Sean, sex and love are not the same thing. I realise. Now, she's saving herself for me.
You're telling me she's a virgin?
Well, I won't go that far, but...
She's using you.
Why would you say that, Sean?
Because it's what I think.
And why would she use me?
Oh, I don't know. 80 grand a week.
Oh, you cynic.
She doesn't understand you, Darren. I'm the only one who understands you.
Are you? Or are you more interested in my 80 grand a week? Eh?
No. Of course not. I'm your friend.
You? You're just my Joey.
Don't call me that. I'm more than a Joey.
You're not. Now get out there in the garden and shovel that mulch.
How did that go?
Not very well.
I told you.
Yeah, well, it's easy to be wise after the event, isn't it?
I was wise before the event.
What?
Nothing. Oh, me bike!
Come on, give us the spade.
Oh, my God. Look at the state of this place. What happened to living the dream?
I've been under a lot of pressure.
What's all this soil all over the place?
It must be off my work clothes.
Why? What's Darren got you doing now? Live mud wrestling?
I've just been helping out in his garden.
Oh, very rock and roll.
Yeah, there's rocks and a roller.
We're desperate for you on the stall, you know. Business is booming. Some anti-capitalist activist firebombed Tesco's. Best thing that ever happened to us.
Nah, I ain't doing it, sis. Keep dreaming about fish, don't I? Coming from where they are, it's scary.
Oh, don't be daft. Whoever paid attention to the dreams?
That dream bloke. Clement Freud.
Sigmund Freud.
Yeah, that's him.
What's that got to do with the market?
I don't know. I just don't fancy it. All those fellas on the market, they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, well, at least it's a community. Why does everyone need to be going somewhere all the time?
But what about the excitement and the glamour?
It's not you who plays for Everton, Sean. And in a couple of years, Darren won't neither. I've seen what TV and that does to people. Tony Barton's daughter, who was in Corrie, ditched all her old mates.
Yeah, and she's dead happy.
Well, on the surface. Look, I miss you. We miss you.
No, I tell you, I've got a plan.
I don't like the sound of that.
I'm going to show Darren what he's got himself into. I'm going to show him what she's really like.
Maybe you've got her wrong.
I have not. She wants her cousin to work for him now.
To be his Joey?
His personal assistant, yes. She says I look at her funny.
Do you?
Well, I try not to. But once someone said you look at them funny, well, when you look at them, you can't help doing it a bit funny.
It's not a sackable offence, though.
Exactly.
So, what's the plan?
It involves a male model.
Oh, I hate it already.
Name?
Tommy Benson.
Are you the best the agency could come up with?
Hey, get a lot of work, me.
As a plumber?
As a model.
Kind of heroin chic?
More sort of lager chic, really. You know, it's the Oasis look. All right, our kid, how's it going?
You're not going to hit me, are you?
I'm not a violent man. Well, I'm quite violent, but I tried to keep a lid on it, really. You get to a point in your life where you realise smacking someone over the head with a bar stool don't really resolve anything.
You should be in the UN, you.
Anyway, what's the gig?
Friday night, big party, models and that, at Hilario's on Deansgate.
Classy venue.
Yeah. Here's your invite. I want you to get in with Shanice Taylor, all right? She's a publicist, and here's her photo.
Fit?
Yeah, if you like. Little rat-faced Cheryl Cole wannabes.
I do.
Good. Well, you'll like her then. Chum me up to her, get some dirt on her, come back to me.
I'm not sure.
Maybe this envelope will make you sure.
Why, what is it? A letter saying, please, will you do it?
No, stupid. Look inside.
Oh, money? You think I'm the kind of guy who'll sweep me models under the carpet for the few quid? No, don't worry. I am the kind of bloke who'll do that. Absolutely.
Well, you better smarten yourself up or something.
Hey, master of disguise, I am.
How do you mean?
Right, check this out. Hello. I am French.
What was that?
That was me, being French.
Needs a bit of work, doesn't it?
It'll be fine.
Sean.
What's up?
Oh, we're not dapping?
No, I don't do dapping anymore. Besides, is that slug on your knuckles?
Oh, aye. Been putting a few pellets down, round the begonias. Lovely flowers, don't you think?
Yeah, whatevs. Look, let's cut to the chase.
What is it, Darren?
Shanice, at a party Friday night.
Oh, aye. Did she have a good time?
She would have, if it hadn't been for your mate.
My mate?
Yeah, went by the name Chrétien Dubois.
Can't place him. Was he French?
It's difficult to tell where he was from till he got falling down drunk and started talking in a broadmank accent.
Ah, that'll be Tommy.
Wasn't the only thing he did either.
Oh, dear. What did he do?
Had a fight with one of the bouncers.
Just one of them? Well, that's not too bad, is it?
Bought Shanice a drink.
Did he?
Put his hand down her bra.
Really?
And told her that you paid him to get off with her to try and split me and her up.
That is so not true. I paid him to get the dirt on her, and then I was going to tell you, and then you were going to split up, hopefully.
Well, that's no much better, is it?
I guess not.
It's the end of the road, Sean.
Don't fire me, Darren. You're my life.
Shanice is my life now, Sean.
I can stay on, do your gardening. You'll hardly notice me.
I'm sorry.
Please, Darren, don't do this. I'm begging you, man. I mean, I made a mistake. I wasn't thinking straight. I'll make it up to you.
It's too late, Sean. It's over. Fishy.
Don't call me that.
Fishy, fishy, fishy.
All right, call me that. I don't mind. Just don't say it's over.
Well, I am saying it, fishy. It's over. O-V-A. Over.
You have any yuck?
No, we're fresh out of hake, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's a shame. Me like a nice piece of yuck. That not yuck?
No, love, that's haddock.
And that?
That's another haddock.
And that?
Whiting.
What about Palak?
Norwegian or Atlantic?
Ah, me na fuss.
You putting all the fellas in a minute, Sean?
I'm not sure.
Atlantic or Norwegian?
I thought you weren't fussed. There you go, love.
Dad's coming down, and a few of the lads from the stall. There's a bit of food in that.
What? So it's like a party?
Yeah, well, bit of a welcome home thing. Welcome back to the market.
What's to celebrate?
I'd just like to say a few words. The prodigal son has returned.
Yeah, and he's the one that gets the party. How's that fair?
Oh, come on, Tony, I'll buy you enough pints.
OK, that's true enough.
The Adleys have had a fish stall on this market since as long as anyone can remember. My father, his father, his father's father...
Oh, don't lay with a point, Dad.
Anyway, I'm not a great speaker.
You can say that again.
I'm just glad our Sean's back in the fold, where he belongs.
No celebs in here, I'm afraid, Sean.
Who needs celebs when you got Chunky Brown?
Just get out of prison, actually.
What was he in for?
Breaking and entering.
Where?
The prison, actually. Heard there was loads of drugs in there.
Do you want a game of darts, Sean? This time last week I was drinking Pims with Louis Walsh.
I bet he's rubbish at darts.
180! Did you really get 180?
Nah, 20 plus 5 plus 1, what's that? 30 odd. You could start.
Wake up, Sean! Wake up!
Where am I?
You're in the kingdom of the halibuts, Sean. Where you belong.
The kingdom of the halibuts? Is that the best name you could come up with?
What do you mean?
It's not very imaginative.
I'm a halibut. We're not renowned for our imagination.
How about Halibutania?
Not sure. I mean, half of me likes it. The other half of me thinks it's maybe a bit pretentious. I think we'll stick with Kingdom of the Halibuts for now.
Your loss.
Anyway, where was I? Sean. Sean, you are one of us now. We have transformed you.
I thought you were just going to give me gills.
Well, we were, but then we thought, sod it. Let's go the whole hog. Video. Fingers the funny glass thing that lets you look at yourself.
You mean the mirror?
Is that the name for it? Bring us the mirror. Now, have a good look at yourself, Sean.
No.
No! No, what have you done? Crazy bastards. I'm a halibut. I'm a halibut. I'm a halibut. I'm a halibut. I'm a halibut.
You all right, our kid?
What? Yeah, where am I?
What? It's just you were shouting, I'm a halibut.
Was I? Oh, shit.
Well, it's good to know you're focusing on fish, even in your sleep.
Yeah. And it just... Oh, sorry if I woke you.
Night.
Hey up, Ronnie.
Oh, hello, Sean. What are you doing here?
Oh, just getting back to pick up a few things.
Darren's not here.
Yeah, they're away at Southampton tonight. FA Cup.
Tough game.
And Darren will win it for him.
Look, got a new hoe.
Oh, aye.
It's nice, that one.
Yeah, the head's on a little flange, so you can manipulate the angle.
That's innovative.
Oh, don't look now.
What is it?
In the window over there.
Is that Shanice's cousin?
Yeah, Trayvon, he's called.
That's some name. God, look at him, making himself at home.
I used to look at you and think the same thing. Look how the lights formed a sort of halo round him.
I used to love that big lamp. And that coffee maker Sean's got in there.
The world's divided into two sorts of people, Sean. People on the inside and people on the outside. That's just the way it is.
Yep, that's just the way it is. Anyway, been good to see you, Ron. Just going to pop into the house, pick up a couple of shirts I left.
If Trayvon don't let you in...
Hello? Hello?
Sheepishly, he walked into the kitchen. There was a hold-all in there, on one of the surfaces. Looking into it, Sean noticed a couple of paintings. He was about to look more closely at them, when he heard shouting from upstairs.
Shanice? You all right? What's happening?
His first thought was that she was being attacked and that the house was being robbed. It soon became clear, though, that these weren't those sort of shouts.
Oh. Oh.
What the heck are you doing?
What the heck are you doing?
Trayvon, he's your cousin.
No, I ain't.
I thought you were saving yourself.
Get out, Sam.
It's not Sam, it's Sean. Sean Hadley, I know who I am, all right?
Yeah. Stop staring at my boobs.
I'd rather stare at a bloody paint drying. You're repulsive, you are. You disgust me. Darren?
Sean, what do you want?
I've just caught Shanice and Trayvon.
What are you talking about?
In your house.
What were you doing in my house?
I just came back to get some things.
You've got no right coming in my house.
Yeah, but Shanice and Trayvon.
Look, whatever sick scheme you've come up with now, whatever lies you're thinking of telling, I ain't interested. I've got to focus right now. I'm on the pitch versus Portsmouth in a minute.
It's Southampton.
See what I mean? Losing focus. Now piss off or I'll call the police, you loser.
See, your fella had a shocker down at Southampton last night. Mr. Penan got sent off and Capello was in the stand.
Yeah, well, I'm not bothered about him. I'm getting into the work here, Tony.
You don't have to pretend to be happy, Sean.
No, for real, like I am. It's kind of changed on here, hasn't it? I mean, that website Sharon set up, it's going down a storm. All sorts of internet orders. I think we should redesign the homepage, though. And I tell you what, we might need another van. I mean, there were 100 orders on there this morning.
It's rammed in here, too.
Quality produce, though, isn't it? Locally sourced? Well, Grimsby. Quite local, innit? All in all, it's pretty nice down here today.
Sharon. What's up? Oh. Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, see you there.
What is it?
It's Dad. He's in the hospital.
Thought it was indigestion. Turns out I've had an heart attack.
Yeah, it's only a mild one, though, so they say.
Aye. Plenty of life in the old dog yet. Still, all the fish I've eaten in my life, thought it was supposed to stop heart trouble.
Yeah, I think it's the batter and chips and booze and fags.
Oh, here we go. It's the stop having fun police. Still, bit of a pain being in here. Might rein it in a bit. Don't want to leave you lot in charge. It'll be bloody chaos.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Seriously, though, Sean. I'm glad you're back, son. This business of ours, it needs you.
I know, Dad. And I'm glad to be back and all. I just want you to be all right.
Sean!
Darren?
I heard about your dad, man. He's always good to me when we're at school, you know.
Yeah, he's a good lad.
Is he all right?
He'll be fine.
Well, I just thought I'd come by, like...
Playing Leeds or something?
No, I came over. You know, down the East Lancs Road, as they always say on the radio, even though the M62's been there for 40 years.
Right. I gotta go.
Okay, see ya. No, wait. Sean, wait! He was robbing me pictures, that fella.
Trayvon?
Yeah, so you were right about him.
And her?
Yeah, yeah. I don't really want to talk about that.
You didn't believe me. You didn't trust me.
I did. I just didn't want to believe.
Well, that's the same as not believing, really, isn't it?
I suppose. I just really liked her. She seemed different. It was like she liked me for not just being, you know, the famous guy. It was all nonsense. It was all lies.
Yeah, well, it happens, doesn't it? You know, learning curves and all that. And you don't have to be minted to be taken for a ride by a girl, do you?
You can have your old job back if you want.
What, working for you?
Yeah, be a laugh, like old times.
Yeah, I think that might be a problem. I've moved on.
You know what? I feel like I have to.
I mean, no disrespect, but in the end, I'd just be your Joey.
You're more than that.
I am more than that. Got a business here. Dad's in the hosie. And our Tony couldn't fillet a fish if his life depended on it, which luckily it doesn't.
I know what you're saying. I'm a bit envious, to be honest. Everywhere I go, I've got people hassling me. My agent telling me who I can talk to and who I can't. The training's bloody exhausting. I paid 60 grand in tax last month, and I can't trust anybody.
You can trust me, Darren. I'll be your mate. I won't be your Joey.
Need someone, though. Can't be going down the co-op on my own. Take me 2 hours just to buy some bread rolls and a bit of ham.
Ronnie.
What, that old bloke in the garden?
He used to work inside your house. Ron.
God, is that the same bloke? He was good, him. He's a good Joey. Yeah, good call, man.
Oh, he'll be made up. And, as we're going to the co-op, if it's fish you need, or any of the Everton team for that matter, have one of these cards.
www.halliburtania.com.
Delivery to your house, best fish in the north. Guaranteed.
Hey, nice one. I'll look into that.
For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he's found. So they began to celebrate. Yeah, I know, the prodigal son thing don't totally work, does it? Because the older brother, who's me, is supposed to be narked off about it. And to be honest, I was as pleased as the next man, because work started going mental after that. We've got two lorries working for us now, like proper Eddie Stobarts. My dad's all right now. Sean's seen a girl from Leeds. And Darren's got in the England squad. All good. Right, I'm off to fillet some whiting.
Badly.
Oh, who put this on?
Gold! Always believe in your soul. I got the power to know you're indestructible. Always believe it.
So that's the story of our kid. A fish back on the slab. Our fish. Just another story on the market. You're indestructible.
Sean was John Catterall, Darren Greg Wood, Shanice Danielle Henry, Dad Peter Slater, Ronnie Bernard Wrigley and Tony Ben Crompton. The commentator was Alan Green and the fish were played by members of the cast. The Joey was written by Jim Poyser and produced in Manchester by Gary Brown.